Welcome to The Silver Lining, brought to you by the Silva Feria Funeral Home, right here on 1480 WSAR. To join the conversation, call 508-673-1480.
Hello and welcome to this episode of The Silva Lining. I'm your host, Amy Silva Richtreff, Funeral Director at Silva Faria Funeral Homes with locations in Fall River and in Somerset. And I know I've heard from a lot of my listeners in amazing ways over the last few weeks that you definitely noticed that a lot of these shows have been pre-taped for a while. So part of this show today is to explain that, but the core of this show today is about being blessed. And I want to share just how blessed I am. I am blessed to have had this opportunity to be on the air talking about topics that are so necessary yet so hard to talk about. And just being able to do that has been a blessing. I've been blessed to be supported by this radio station and its people, especially Sue Netter, who planted the seed when I was pregnant and got me to do this. I am amazingly blessed to have done this show every week for almost 2 years. And most of the shows, I can really honestly tell you, I don't know what I'm about to say when I say it. And that's true today, as it has been the whole time. But it's been a journey that has led me to make contacts and networks with people that I could have never had in my life and people that belong in my life. I've been able to discover things and learn things and share things on the air with you as I do in my personal life. And such a blessing that is. Every show has led to every other show. People have fallen in my lap that I would have never come in contact with. I can't even fully explain how blessed I am for that. I'm also blessed to be in an industry that I love, to have a career that I'm in love with. And this career tells me every day about the unpredictability of life, the power of love, the magic that is contained in supporting each other and connecting each other through death, something that we all go through, which is tied with love, something that we all experience. You can't avoid love. Even if you really only love a pet, you know love, and everyone knows love, and everyone knows grief, and that's the center of this show. And I'm reminded every day of what life can do at the end. And I'm blessed to have been given a warning by the events in my life and by my body telling me ahead of time that changes need to be made, and being able to perceive that and able to do something about it, and being blessed to not have had to have my own funeral. As morbid as that sounds, it's really a blessing. And with all that being said, I'm blessed to have been here, and I'm blessed to be on the air right now to explain to you why I'm stopping the show, which has been a hard decision, but everything has led to this. I found the beauty of balance, and I need to balance the fact that I love my job, which consumes me, but more so I love my family, I love my sanity, I love my health, and to find the balance in that, I need to make some changes and to be able to be in a position to make those changes before anything worse could possibly happen is the truest blessing. So I thank every single person at this station. I thank every single person that has listened even just once, every person that's read my blog. I especially thank every person that's come on the air with me and shared with me anything that they share. I've had guests on the show that will be part of my life forever. So today is about thank you. Today is about love. Today is about grief. Today is about blessings. And I thank you for letting me talk. So today I am also honored to have with me back a guest that has fallen into my life for the show and become a pillar in my life, and someone that I will remain in touch with forever, and that has the spirit and an ability to give and help people perceive and open their minds to different ways to go through grief and find support and find love. Gabrielle Doucette is here with me. She's the author of Let Go and Let Love. And I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I couldn't ask for a better person to share this room with.
You are amazing. The blessing belongs to me. This is some sadness here, but there's also an incredible bonding that you've been making with all of your listeners for all of this time. They've been counting on hearing your thoughts and guidance on one of the toughest things that people go through, which is death.
Yeah.
How they see it, how they can be a part of it without being afraid of it, and how they can deal with it. You have provided that to thousands and thousands of people. That's their blessing, is to have you speaking. So here I am just sitting on the fringes of your glow today, and I'm truly thankful that you asked me, and I wouldn't have wanted to be anywhere else but sitting right here.
Thank you so much. We're going to go over a lot today, and we're going to be open to anyone that wants to call and chat. Say hello, say goodbye, and share whatever you'd like. And it looks like we do have a caller on the line. Hello, thank you for calling the Silver Lining.
Amy, I'm very sad to hear that you're ending the show. But I am a friend of yours, so I know I'll see you forever and ever.
You will. Christopher Graham. Oh, man. A caller, a friend, a guest, a listener. You kind of been part of my production team, which I don't have. Thank you so much, Chris.
You're welcome. And you really don't know how many people's lives you actually touch, day in and day out. You're an amazing woman, an amazing mother, an amazing wife, an amazing friend. And I'm glad to call you one of my friends. I love you, Amy.
I love you, too. Thank you so much. Oh, and we have
you
another...
We'll talk to you soon.
Love you. Thank you, Chris. Hello, you're on the air with the Silver Lining. Hi, caller.
Oh, Amy, it's Sark.
Sark. Oh, Sark. The fact that I know you and consider you a friend is a gift that I could have never imagined being wrapped for my life.
Oh, Amy, and look at what your show does and did and will continue to do. And this isn't your last time in having a show, by the way.
No, I'm gonna stumble upon a different way.
Oh, yes, you are. You don't even have to stumble.
I'll just wander into it.
Not that stumbling's bad.
Oh, sorry.
But thank you for illuminating life and death and all of those subjects. And I'm so glad I was able to be on with you after John left the physical realm.
Yes.
And he continues. This is 6 months later now, and he continues to communicate with me every day. And now I know more than ever that there's no death.
Yes.
And there's a death for us who are here. And, you know, there's the loss is immeasurable. But so is the love.
Yes.
And the love trumps the death. And, you know, the love trumps the loss, really.
It does. It does.
Yeah.
And I commend you and I admire you for loving as abundantly as you grieve. You're just amazing.
You've heard me say it, but I'm grieving deeply and living wildly, both like bird wings.
Yes. And you will continue to do so. And the lives that you touch, thank you. Thank you just for being here, being you, and doing what you do.
Thank you, Amy, and bless you and everyone and listening. And it's so good. And just all the love in the world.
Thank you so much. We will definitely see each other.
Yes.
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 Anyway.
Sooner than you may know.
Anytime.
I'll send you a private message.
Oh,
okay.
Love you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And we're coming to our first break. We will be back, and I hope that you join us on the Silver Lining.
You're listening to the Silver Lining, brought to you by the Silver Feria Funeral Home.
If my words did glow with the gold of sunshine, and my tunes were played on the harp unstrung, would you hear my voice come through the music? Would you hold it near
as it were your own. It's a hand-me-down. The thoughts are broken.
Hello and welcome back to The Silva Lining. I'm your host, Amy Silva Rigtrup, funeral director at Silva Ferry Funeral Homes. And I am joined in the studio today by my honored and final guest, Gabrielle Doucette. I'm so glad that you're here. And Ripple just played, and that song means so many things, and it has been like a chameleon that has adapted to my life and always meant something different. And it's a song for Anna, for my aunt, that I miss dearly, but she is with me every day. Her spirit is a gift. Knowing her and loving her is a gift. And this song comes on whenever I need it. And listening to it, just hearing about touching lives and the fact that ripple is about like cause and effect and how sometimes you don't realize you're causing a ripple, but it can go from a pond to the edges of how large that pond. It's just the power in our actions and our love and what we put out there. And I don't want to get into too much detail, but just to show how things work out, I spent most of this week and especially yesterday loving and creating a situation for a family member gone too soon. We were not blood related, but that didn't matter. His family is my family. He is my family. And the love is pure. And he's not with us. And I was honored to be able to help the family, not only with planning and executing and support and love, but to help create the celebration yesterday. Regardless of anything that had to do with anything that happened, there was so much love and support and memories shared, and his spirit came through, and we all followed what he wanted and how we needed to celebrate him to the fullest extent. And for it to be the day before this emotional day, and my honoring of him lasted, I won't say how late, but was full and abundant. And I'm grateful to be here. I'm grateful to have been able to help not just the family, but myself to understand and put out love for this person that I hope feels it more than I could ever pray for him. And right now, wherever he is, he knows the answer to all of any questions. He knows the punchline to every joke. And he's going to show us that he knows this and that he knows he is loved. And that is a blessing. So another blessing is again having Gabrielle here. And I had you on the show to talk about your book, which is amazing, Helping Survivors of Suicide Loss and More So. I mean, you give this roadmap of perception and attainable tasks to go through this journey the best possible way for your health. And now you've become part of the Fall River Suicide Prevention Coalition, which I've been part of. And you are such an asset.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm just so glad that everything has happened the way it has. And I'm so happy that on October 27th at 7 at the Fall River Y, will be participating in our next community conversation. And I'd just like you to tell us a little bit about that and about just your awesomeness.
Oh, my goodness, my awesomeness.
Yes.
I'm bathing in your light today. I will say that I am excited about being part of the community conversation. And first of all, it's very new to me, and the coalition through you, I might add, you little change agent. You are
puppet
such a
master.
Change agent. Yes. Weaving your little strings so that we can all benefit, I might add. The coalition has been a wonderful association. Yeah. For me to be, you know, get into being part of, and all the people, all the things that coalition is attempting to achieve to help the community and people's understanding of so many avenues of disruption that families and children and adults have to, you know, do seem to go through. And how can we help them with that? So it was a natural place for me to A, meet you, B, get into the coalition, which I've enjoyed being a part of so far, and then on October 27th to have them ask me to speak during that time. And you know, it's I found that since my book came out, the most astounding thing, and I think it happened like within days or a week after my book was published, what I had people coming up to me and saying, Gabrielle, you know, suicide is such an enormous issue for everyone today, for the planet today.
Yes.
But you know, your book talks about things that are even bigger than that. So exponentially, my audience suddenly went boom outward about loss.
Yes.
In general, and how people experience all kinds of loss. And that's why this, while the coalition does focus on suicide prevention and what can be done about that, but they also talk about people who are survivors of suicide, and that folks who are struggling with loss in general that can lead to suicide. So
absolutely.
it's been a journey that has suddenly, my pathway that I thought was, you know, not narrow, but just kind of channeled, has suddenly opened up to this enormous stream.
Yes.
And I really, honestly, truly have you to thank for that connection. I never would have had it. So this has been a wonderful change for me, for having this opportunity to talk to and reach to even more people about a topic that they struggle with, that we all struggle with.
Yes. And I think people struggle with it, not just obviously when it's very close to them in that first ring, but I think as a society, as a whole, we have been affected by suicide on so many levels. Now that we're with social media, I mean, the fact that people are talking more about suicide and hearing about networks and people they might have known and lost touch with. And then on the grander scale, the way that we're all affected by celebrity suicide and how that's leading to finally this more open perception and discussion about mental health, about addiction. I mean, the tides are finally turning. People are starting to communicate and support each other better in grief in general and in these hard topics. And I think it's the start of something good. Like, everybody's moving towards a more organic way to live, to love, to support, and stop stigmatizing anything. Like, there
exactly.
will be a day where none of this is stigmatized. Miscarriages, suicide,
right.
mental health, autism, addiction. These things are all going to be easier to talk about and not in the closet.
And you know, on the way over here, I was thinking of so many different things that the population often feels that they don't have a connection to. I mean, they will hear about certain tragedies, and they will hear about suicide, and they will hear about a lot of the things, and they will say to themselves, well, I don't know anybody like that. I don't have this connection. But if you think, all of you listening out there, if you think that you're not connected, that you don't have something in common, you're wrong. You do, because they all cross our path.
Yes.
They're all right in front of us. And when you least expect it, this is when you're going to suddenly have that right in front of you. And there is something that you should know that you can help this person with. It's becoming aware. And I think that's one thing that we can talk about today, is how do we become aware.
Yes.
And help? And there's so many different ways to do it. We should talk about
it
that.
It is such a magical tool.
Magical.
Yes. Well, we're coming to our second break, and I hope that you all come back and join us on The Silver Lining.
You're listening to The Silver Lining, brought to you by the Silver Feria Funeral Home.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning, and I wrote down this song. Just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see.
Hello and welcome back to The Silver Lining. I'm your host, Amy Silva Rigtrup. Funeral director is Silva Farry of Funeral Homes. And if anyone would like to call in, you are more than welcome. The number is 508-673-1480. And if you're just joining, today's kind of a thank you and goodbye for now show about the blessings of doing this, the blessings of just the communication and everything that this show has done for me and hopefully for all of you. So I'm saying goodbye for now, but I will never let go of my mission to help people feel more comfortable having conversations and wherever that leads, and supporting each other and being allowed to allow yourself to say what you feel. If you don't feel comfortable saying I'm sorry and you want to say, you know, I don't have any words, I just want you to know I love you in your time of loss, it's okay to say that. If your gut is telling you not to say anything, then don't say anything, and that's fine. Some powerful hugs are worth millions of dollars and can't be bottled or marketed. So anything that you do is support, and know that you are loved by the people you're trying to support because you are who you are. So if you support in the way that you live and the way that your personality is and your relationship with the person you're trying to support, then that's all they need from you. So yeah, there's a lot of messages. And I will continue to sporadically keep up the blog, which is www.thesilva.org. This way it'll kind of be on my own timetable and I'll be able to share what moves me. Maybe there'll be some videos, maybe there'll be some podcasts if I can figure that out. So we shall see what will happen, but I will never stop my mission to help communicate. And Gabrielle, we were talking about the magical tool that we have, and I think it's so important to know how powerful that we are in what we do, especially in the light of so many issues that seem so globally like unattainable to achieve, and there's so many moving parts, and I'm talking about every level of issues in the world today. But the power that we have inside of us to connect with the people that are in front of you does so much, and we need to have faith in that.
And we have no clue sometimes what we say and that gesture that we make that makes an impression that they never forget. It's gone from us in a matter of seconds, and yet that person will say to themselves, I must remember this. This has made such an impression. I'm going to change how I think about something just because of what I heard. And when that happens, it just blows right by us, and it's captured and sustained and changes the life of somebody else. And it often tells me that when we have conversations that are difficult conversations or what we assume are somewhat difficult conversations, what we say is so important. Our words are everything.
Yeah.
And we just said a few minutes ago that we often have no idea that we're ever going to have a connection or have a connection to, say, some tragedy like suicide, but we do. It's like that old adage, and I don't know if you've heard it. It's the one where it says we make one clap on this side of the planet, and there's a butterfly that feels the compression on its wings on the other side of the planet. That's how connected we are. So when
never
we
heard that, that's beautiful.
You have not. Then I will say that to me, having that in my mind, every word that we say about a difficult subject can have a tremendous impact on another person. And we did kind of touch about who are these people sometimes that have an opportunity, you know, to be a support, to be something that is a foundation for someone who is suffering, whatever that may be, through a death, through a suicide in their family, a suicide of someone close to them. And there are people out there who are working every single day who don't realize how instructional they can be to helping another. A lot of them, people would say first responders. Yes, and that's true. We have our police and we have our fire people. We also have hospital workers and we have counselors and counseling groups. We have ministries. We also, like yourself, we have funeral directors, people who are in and about those of us who are going through everyday life and meet up with tragedy. Do we realize what an important job we have when we are speaking to other people about tough subjects? And these, it's not just friends and neighbors. Yeah. It's people around us. We have such an opportunity to be a support.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's like the stories you hear about, you know, being in the grocery store and a stranger overhears something and just happens to say something that stays with you forever. And this is like a true stranger. I witnessed it mostly when I was pregnant, you know, because it's such an obvious thing you go through. Like, grief is not as obvious when you're in a grocery store as being pregnant. And a lot of things were very humorous and enjoyable. But there were certain things that always stayed with me. And this was just sentiments from strangers. And it makes me wonder that what if grief would someday be like a pregnancy, that grief would someday be recognizable and that people would feel comfortable enough to talk and to reach out and comment. Whether they say good things or bad, it's still a show of wanting to connect, you know. And there were many things. I remember the best advice I had was that you're going to get a lot of unsolicited advice while you're pregnant from strangers, and most of it is going to make no sense. But you smile and you nod and you embrace the intention. And I want grief to be the same way. So I don't know what could make grief as obvious as a pregnancy, but I'm hoping that someday destigmatizing and making people more comfortable will help people just pick up on signs and pick up on vibes. And whether it's grief or not, just reaching out to strangers. That
we
would be
are
great.
So, you are right. We are so able to do this right now. And the obvious thing, the easy thing would be to have that little neon thing on your forehead.
Hey!
Like, I'm grieving. And yet, if we're at all, get out of ourselves for just a few minutes, is it so hard to look at another person and say, am I seeing someone who is just socially rejecting me, or do I see someone who is sad? Do I see someone who could use a comforting touch or a thoughtful word? Just the opposite to what you thought. That's the immensely amazing thing about body language and facial language.
Yeah.
How much are we missing because our heads are down?
Yeah.
Lift your head up. Your head up. And often these responders that I'm saying are surround us every single day in our comment, merchants, people in stores, in hospitals. How much responsibility do we have to be open to the possibility that that person I'm facing, that person I'm looking at, is struggling today? And what is it going to cost me to look at that individual and smile and say, I'm hoping your day is going to be a good one, and move on? You were talking about when you're in the grocery store and you're pregnant and something stuck with you for forever. When I was just days into my loss of losing my son Drew to suicide, I happened to pass on the street an acquaintance of mine, and who has passed now. And Cheryl, if you're listening, I'm talking about you. And that was, I'm leaving to go make arrangements to try and make some sense of this aftermath. And I passed her on the street, and I said to her, I just rolled the window down on my vehicle, and I said, I need to tell you what's happened to me. I'm on the street and she's walking. And I told her what is happening and that I'm struggling to try and take care of these things right now. But I looked at her and I said, and I can't fix it. I couldn't fix it. And she looked at me, and later she said, I never remembered saying that to you. I will take her words to my last breath. And what she said was, we are not here to fix anyone. We are here to take care of ourselves. And I will never forget these words. We are not here to fix anyone. We are here to take care of ourselves. And I have said this story before. I will say it again somewhere. But mostly, Amy, I want to live it, and I want people to live it. We're not here to fix anyone. We're here to take care of ourselves.
Wow.
Powerful.
That's so powerful. Oh, Cheryl,
Cheryl.
Good job.
Good job, girl.
And it's amazing. Like she said, she doesn't remember saying it.
Yes.
And that proves the point that it doesn't have to be this grand gesture.
Nope.
And most of the time, you don't even realize what you did and how it affected. And that's a gift in itself. We are coming to our last break. I'm way more emotional than I thought I'd be today. So please come back after the break on the Silva Lining.
You're listening to the Silva Lining, brought to you by the Silva Feria Funeral Home.
I'm limited. Just look at me. I'm limited. And just look at you. You can do all I couldn't do.
To the Silva Lining, and that's the last time I'm going to say that, on the esteemed WSAR 1480 AM. Thank you for everything. The call-in number is 508-673-1480, and I, Amy Silva-Rigtrup, am here on my last segment on the radio waves. Goodbye for now. This is not goodbye forever, and I'm here with Gabrielle Doucette. Thank you so much for being here for every reason, and I told you I'd tell you about this song. We were kind of talking while we were listening, and you haven't heard it. There's an amazing Broadway show called Wicked that I know most of you have heard about or seen. I think it's going on right now at the PPAC. This song is called For Good, and the key words that we were about to get to was because I knew you, like I've changed for the better. And that's like the core of everything. That's the core of the show. That's the core of grief and support and love. And if you can come to the end of your life and know that you've changed one person for the better, you've done it. And if you can say that the same has happened to you and you can remember the moments that you've been changed for the better, then that's the way we can connect. And we can't solve all our problems by worrying about the big decisions and the rules and the regulations and waiting for everybody to figure it out for us. We need to figure out for ourselves and just connect with each other. And that's all I want. That's if anything gets left with anybody, it's to connect and love and be aware. Live your lives, learn your lessons, and love your love and connect. And maybe someday, you know, less children will die, less tragedies will happen because awareness will be organic and not forced. And that's what I want for the world. In times of grief, I want less tragedy and more connecting and more education and more awareness and less children making bad choices, because we're going to connect and make better people that make better choices. That's all we can affect. So I want to, before we end this show, I want Gabrielle to share with me these brilliant, brilliant, brilliant three P's that she has, and I'll let you take that.
Well, all I can say is it's almost as if silence is about the only thing that we should have after what you just said. It's so profound that you have every beautiful thought in your head just came right out of your mouth, and I thank you for saying it.
Thank you. And I probably won't remember saying it.
Yeah.
But thank goodness for recordings of podcasts.
That's correct.
Well, we are going to get to the three Ps because they are brilliant, but we do have a caller. Hello. Thank you for calling the Silver Lining.
Hey, Amy. It's Danny the Know-It-All.
Danny the Know-It-All. Thank you for calling. I love
hey,
Know-It-Alls.
I am so thankful that you took that adventurous ride and you went on to broadcast the show that really explained a whole lot of things to living people, and just to get it right when the end is coming. You did a great job.
Thank you so much.
So, that said, there was a tinge of sadness that you're leaving the broadcast world here momentarily, like you said. Whatever personal or professional issues are going on, they will be solved. And that's from the Know-It-All.
Thank you, Danny Know-It-All.
All right.
That was a gift. Thank you. Thank you for listening and calling.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. For now.
Hear, hear, Danny.
Wow. Thank you, Danny. Thank you. So, Gabrielle, you emailed me about your three Ps.
My three Ps. I don't even know how these came to me or came up, but I think part of it is because when you go through an experience, such as being a survivor of suicide loss, you learn that there are some things that need to be dealt with. And if you don't, they will reside there forever,
yeah,
or they're just going to follow you wherever you go. So you need to face these things head on and understand that you have far more working for yourself in your own corner than you ever realized. And the three Ps are, the first of the Ps is perceived guilt. I'll say them out first, and then we'll talk about if we have the opportunity. The second one is pursuit of why. And the third is persevere against stigma. So the first P being perceived guilt. There's two things that follow us when we're our survivors of suicide loss. And the first is we carry a lot of guilt with us, and it is perceived as being guilt. And in reality, it is not guilt at all. We need, as survivors of all kinds of loss, to relieve ourselves of guilt, because there's too many possibilities that you can dredge up to say, if I had only.
Yes.
And to let that go is
and
like...
And only we have the power to remove that.
Only we have the power to remove that. And if we don't remove our own thoughts of perceived guilt, we will carry it. I don't carry any. It was a journey to get there. But with that gone, I can certainly turn my attention to others and say, what you're feeling guilty about is a perception. It does not exist. Please let me help you let it go. And the second one being pursuit of why, it kind of goes back to what we were talking about at the break. And that was that, you know, you can surmise that you understand a whole lot of things and that you want to understand things, but stop.
Yes.
You don't need to know why, because there's no way that you can ever know the why.
Yes.
Another big release. And let's remove the stigma. Please, let's remove the stigma and talk about it.
Three Ps summing everything up. Everything in three Ps. I mean, it's brilliant. That is everything that needs to be talked about. And I want to leave you with saying that everything is all about the lives that we touch, the love that we share, and the lessons we learn. Thank you, everyone, everyone, everyone. I love all of you. Thank you for listening to The Silver Lining. Goodbye for now.